All right, guys, welcome to the top 20 MGTOW, or I should say pro men's gentlemen's channels out there on YouTube. Let's have a look what are the top dogs in the community online on YouTube. All right, so we're looking at it's the 10th of February 2018, and we're looking at the last 30 days. How many views, how many subs, all that kind of stuff. So obviously the top dog here is myself. Not to blow my trumpet or anything like that, but I do put out daily content and I am meticulous about that. I try not to miss a day. And let's have a look. So I've got 555 videos officially. I've got 119,000 subscribers, almost 120,000. I've got 47.5 million views. And I started in April 17, 2016. All right, so that's my latest video there. Yep, I'm sure some guys recognize that from now. All right, so I've made 4.1 million views, almost 4.2 million views for the last 30 days. And yeah, we had a bit of a rough patch there with the whole TFM Didi Judas fiasco. I lost some subs, but I managed to gain a lot more back since, because no one gives a damn about the drama. People just want to watch MGTOW videos, and that's what we're here for. I'm here to make daily MGTOW content, the same as Sandman. Alright, so I get an average about 139,000 views per day, which is great, and I'm averaging about 75 subscribers a day. So that goes up and down, but this doesn't matter. This shit does not matter at all. The most important part is this: 139,000 views per day. All right, so, and that's also another important number, 4.1 million views last 50 days. So the second top rated MGTOW channel is Voltaire, which used to be MGTOW University. So the bad boy's got 196 videos up there. He's got 61,000 subs, just over 20 million views. And he started actually recently. He started in, you know, December 18, 2016. His channel just exploded. So he's getting 2.6 million views, which makes him the second top dog channel. It's great. He also puts out daily content, which is great. So he used to be a full-on MGTOW channel, but now he focuses pretty much 50-50 on men's issues as well as broader agendas out there that need addressing. He's got a very healthy subscriber count, so 199 for average per day and about 88,000 views per day. So good on you, mate. Good on you, Walter. Now, next channel is MGTOW Syndicant. So this bad boy here averages 1.5 million views for the last 50 days. He's got 249 videos, 51,000 subscribers, 18 million views. And he started pretty much around the same time as Voltaire, aka MGTOW University, on December 25th, 2016. So he's getting some, yeah, pretty much the same subscribers as me, about 77 per day, and averaging about 51,000 views per day. So good on you, mate. Next one, we've got Mr. Sandman himself, the original pimp daddy of MGTOW. So Mr. Sandman has 1,522 videos. That's a freaking fair effort. He's got 102,000 subscribers, 45 million views. So I've got literally 47 million views, and Mr. Sandman has 45. So yeah, Sandman obviously started a lot earlier. He started in October 30th, 2013. I started in April 2016, so literally 3 years afterwards. Okay, so Sandman is averaging 1.4 million views for the last 30 days, which is pretty cool. I'm averaging 4.1, so that's the way it is. His subs are growing. He's actually doing a little bit better than me at the moment, so 92 on average. And he's getting 46,000 views per day, whereas I'm getting 139,000. So a bit of a hike there, but that's all right. So next one we've got on the list is Independent Man. So this channel is a bit of a 50-50 as well. He makes some MGTOW content regarding men's issues. As you can see here, men lean out. He also addresses other important agendas such as feminism and social justice warriors and just the hypocrisy when it comes to our whole system in the West. And yeah, 457 videos, 85,000 subscribers, 13, almost 14 million views. And he started September 8th, 2015, but I'm not sure how active he was since then. So yeah, so 1.3 million views for the last 50 days, and he's getting some really healthy subscribers, 195 average, and 46,000 views per day. So good on you, mate. Independent man, going up. Okay, so next one up, we've got Turd Flinging Monkey. He's got 1,122 videos. He's got 22 million views. He started way back, apparently in 2009, but I think he was active about 4 years ago. That's when he really started pumping out videos. And he's only averaging about 1.2 million views for the last 30 days, which is, yeah, pretty average for a channel has been around for 4 years. He hides his subs, so you can't really tell, but I guess he has around about 70,000, maybe 80,000 tops. Just looking by his views, like 39,000 views per day, it's not that much. So, whereas I'm getting 139,000, so yeah.
Scoreboard! Scoreboard!
Anyway, next channel we've got is Raging Golden Eagle. He's got 592 videos, 44,000 subs, almost 10 million views. And he started, obviously, yeah, way back in 2013. He's averaging 561,000 views. Not too bad, not too bad. He's got more videos than me, but he's got less views than me, which is okay. That's fine. Now he's very struggling with subscribers here, which is fair enough, and he's only averaging about 18,000 views per day. So that's Raging Golden Eagle. Next channel, we've got Sunrise Hoodie, and Sunrise Hoodie is doing pretty well. I mean, he started only on June 15th, 2017. He's already pumped out 158 videos, which is really, really good. That's what I recommend to everybody else out there. If you're starting a new YouTube channel, you need to pump out daily content, because that's the most important part. You need to pump out daily content, make videos. All right, he's got just over 2 million views. He's averaging 363 views for the last 30 days, which is, yeah, pretty decent. I mean, the new channel. He is also a little scaredy cat. He hid his subscribers, which is pretty silly. I don't know why these guys are so scared of hiding their subscribers. And he's averaging about 12,000 views per day. So yeah, no, he's going pretty well. I think if I was him, I would show the subscribers just to get more people to sign up, but obviously that's his choice, what he does with his subs. Now, next channel, we've got Mr. Howard Dare. And Mr. Howard Dare, he's got 747 videos, so very good effort there, sir. He's got 41, almost 42,000 subscribers and 8.3 million views. Now, Howard Dare started in February 9th, 2015, and now he's been averaging about 200 and almost 270,000 views for the last 30 days. And his subscribers, yeah, well, he's getting a little bit of a trickle at the moment, but that can change. He can be, I remember looking back at Mr. Howard Dare stats, he was sometimes averaging 500 subscribers a day, so that's pretty cool, you know, and he's averaging about almost 9,000 views per day. So, good work. And next channel we've got is Red Pill Wisdom. He's got 103 videos, almost 14,000 subs, 2.7 million views, and it says he started 30th of June 2009, but I think he only started really uploading sometime last year, so he's fairly new to the game in my opinion. I might be wrong. Now, he's got some issues with his stats here because it's in minus. So obviously he's lost some videos. Yep, and you can see here he's obviously either deleted or made some videos private. It says minus 723,000 views, Same thing here, minus 3,000, almost 4,000 views. He's getting, yeah, decent subscribers, 45 a day, which is not bad. And yeah, you can't really judge by this, so I think it's a bit hard to tell with this one. Now, next one we've got, we got the MGTOW legends themselves, Thinking Ape, Stardusk. So these guys, they're not really active, I think, recently. I mean, he's got 668 videos. Also hides his subscribers, and he's got almost 5 million views. Started back in about the same time as Sandman, so October 2013. 146,000 views, which is not bad. And so about almost 5,000 views per day. Now the other thing is these guys, these numbers here, how much people are making on YouTube as far as money goes, it's all crap, because if you look at the proper numbers, it's usually more towards the left side of the scale because of the whole YouTube apocalypse. Like I said, about 80% of my videos are demonetized, so I am making a lot less. It says here I'm making anywhere from $1,000 to almost $17,000 per month, which is not true. I'm making a lot closer to the $1,000K mark, so that's how it is. I wish it was 16,000. I would have disabled my Patreon straight away. So, but that's the way things are. Now we got Replicant Fish. So 221 videos. It's obviously committed, because considering he's only started January 2nd. So this guy is pumping out content like a mad mofo. It's great. He's got almost 5,500 subscribers. 611,000 views. And in the last 50 days, he's averaged 140,000 views. He's getting some good subscribers, about 60 per day on average, and almost 5,000 views per day. So that's cool. Good stuff, mate. And then we got Human. So he's got 76 videos. He's got just a bit over 20,000 subscribers. He has 1.8 million views, and he started around May the 2nd, 2016. So I think Human and I almost started at about the same time, he's from Australia as well, from what I understand, but obviously I overshot him. I've got like 530 plus videos, he only's got 76, so commitment, guys. Like all the little Elmo emos out there who say that, oh, I just re-upload other people's videos. Not true. I put a lot of my own work into those videos, otherwise they would not be qualifying under fair use and I would be breaching copyright. I don't have any problems with my copyright. It's all in the green. And yeah, I mean, if you think you can do a better job than me, then hey, create your own channel and do what I do, and let's see how many views you get. Let's compare the penises and see how you do it. I mean, I encourage everyone to copy what I do. Hey, if you want to do it, if you want to get people into the MGTOW community, get people behind, to rally behind men, and yeah, go for it. But talk is cheap, so if you want to criticize, you might as well start doing something about it, eh? Anyway, so let's move on. So 136,000 views, and he's averaging about 25 people per day signing up, and 4,500 views daily. So yeah, Human, I think, mate, you should start uploading a lot more videos, and maybe, yeah, otherwise your channel is not really growing all that much. This is just constructive criticism. I'm not hating on anyone. That's just how it is. Next one, we got Mr. Jerry Liu, he's done really well. He's put out 567 videos. He's got 11,000 subscribers, which is a little bit on the lower end, but just by looking at how many videos this man produces, I'd say he deserves a lot more subscribers for that. But, you know, that's how it is in the YouTube world. It's a tough competition out there. He's got 1.8 million views. And it says he started in, you know, around August 2013, but I'm not too sure. I think he might have started a bit later than that. Because quite often, this is when you created your Gmail account. That's when it looks at the date. So he might have created that account back in 2013, but he only started uploading videos, you know, maybe a couple of years ago. So that's how it is, which I think it's the case anyway. So 103,000 views for the last 30 days. and he's averaging about 14 subscribers a day, which is, yeah, not too good. Hopefully things will change for Mr. Jerry Liu, and he's averaging about 3,400 views per day. So I really like Jerry Liu. I hope his channel goes up higher than this, because he truly deserves it. Now let's have a look at the lower bottom scale of the MGTOW channels that don't really get any love, that don't get any views. Literally, they're just sort of like in the background and no one really cares about them. So we've got Groundworks for Metaphysics. He's got 159 videos, just a bit barely over 14,000 subs, just a bit barely over 1 million views. November 2nd, 2014 is when he started, so not doing a really good job there. Marcus, you need to pull up your socks, pull up your game. And the reason why I'm giving a bit of shit to Marcus is because he put out the dumb video regarding the Red Pill coin, which got Chris Cantu a lot of slack when it was actually Angry MGTOW. So Marcus, if you did your fucking homework, you would have realized there was Angry MGTOW behind the whole Red Pill coin bullshit. But you were a dumb fucking philosopher who had no clue what he was talking about. So there you go, Marcus, pull up your game. He gets 24 subscribers a day, which is, not that much, and 2,700 views per day. So yeah, not really going anywhere, Marcus. So yeah, don't quit your J job, mate. Next one, we've got Victor Knight. So don't really know much about this channel. He uses this computer voice, which kind of, I don't know, I'm not too comfortable with listening to computer voices talking. 73 videos, he's got just over 1,000 subscribers, 210,000 views overall, and he started back in 2014, so not very impressive. 42,000 views for the last 30 days, and he's averaging 4 subscribers a day and about 1,400 views daily. So yeah, not great stats. I think you need to be a little bit more serious about your channel there, Victor Knight. It's totally up to you what you want to do with it. Then we got Grizzly MGTOW. He's a bit of a shit channel as well. He's 166 uploads, but he's also hiding his little subscribers because he's scared. He's got 718,000 views. He started back in 2015, only averaging 36,000 views for the last 50 days. So yeah, a little bit of a lame effort there. And 1,200 views per day. So yeah, Grizzly, you need to pull up your socks, mate, because you're a bit of a shit cunt. Next, we've got Traversable, the Mr. Santa Claus himself. Alright, who has a lot of opinions about other people. Like, I don't really mind Traversable, I don't really care. He's got some good stuff. He also goes on with ridiculous rants about other channels. So I find his content quite funny. So he's got 570 videos, which is a fair effort. I salute that. 2,710 subscribers, which is absolute pittance considering the amount of videos this guy puts out. But that's what happens when you just talk and scream into the microphone. People don't really want to listen to what you got to scream or rants. They label this type of videos as a bit of a drunken peasant just going on a crazy rampage. Even though Traversable does have some good videos there, I must admit that. I'm not gonna lie. Okay, so he started back in December 2012. And he's averaging about 33,000 views for the last 50 days. He's getting barely 4 subscribers a day to subscribe to his channel. And he's averaging about 1,123 views per day. So, yeah, obviously the format's not really working. But it depends. Like, Traversable might not want that many people on his channel because he wants to keep it tight. I think he promotes the whole MGTOW monk lifestyle, so that's fair enough. I've got no criticism about that. The man is in his probably 50s, approaching his 60s, so he's obviously seen a lot more in this world than I have. I'm literally half his age, so that's a thing. No hating there. That's the way it is. So next channel, we've got Canadian MGTOW. So 319 videos, 10,000 10,500 subscribers, 1.6 million views, and he started back in March 2014. So he's averaging 27,000 views for the last 30 days, and subscribers 5 a day, and about 910. Ugh, that's not really cool. I think Canadian MGTOW, yeah, you need to change the way you do things. Either put out more videos or just, yeah, change the way you create these videos, because I think Canadian MGTOW does have good content. He just needs to amp up his game, and yeah, hopefully things will look up for this gentleman, Canadian MGTOW. Next one we've got is Sexy MGTOW. Now, I've got no idea about this channel, but I'm just going by the channels that upload a lot of videos. So Sexy MGTOW has 188 videos. I haven't watched any of them. I'm not saying they're bad, I'm just saying I don't know at all anything about this channel. Just going by the stats, 2,500 subs, 407,000 views. This gentleman started back in November 2013, allegedly. Maybe he started producing content later. It's just how it is. 9,300 views for the last 30 days. He's averaging about 3 subscribers per day and 310 views per day. So, yeah, not really impressive stats at all, I would say. And lucky last but not least, we've got the Mr. Autistic Man himself. Indispensable P Guy. Now, I mean, I don't really care much about Ryan. He goes on these crazy rants, and he doesn't even have to drink or get drunk or get stoned. It just comes naturally for him. He has a lot of opinions about everyone and everyone. So this guy has been trolling. Like, this guy is the ultimate troll, okay? He will troll anyone and anyone. He doesn't care. He just does what he does. And sometimes he's funny to watch. It's really up to you. Just take everything he says with a grain of salt, because he just goes on his wild tirades against pretty much everyone else. I don't know. I think he pretty much slandered everyone. And he considers himself a monk, which is probably more of a TFL, because he... I don't think he was in a position to choose whether he goes MGTOW or not. He's just kind of... he was forced that way. But anyway, no hating here. Just giving you the stats. 222 videos. He's hiding his subscribers as well, just like the little rainbow pill army with Diddy Judas. 292,000 views. He started back in 2011, so okay. 4,600 views for the last 50 days. And he's averaging about 157 views per day, so there you go. Anyway, so guys, the subscribers mean fuck all, in most cases. The most important part is, I mean, it's good to have as many subscribers as you can get, just because it's indicated that you're producing quality content and you are more likely to get better views that way. But the most important number is these views here, views for the last 30 days, because that's what ultimately makes your channel whether successful or like a really shit kind of a channel. So, for example, I'll show you. We got this Epic Mealtime channel here. They've got almost, 7 million subscribers. They've got 695 uploads. Started back in 2010. And look, they're averaging 2.3 million views for the last 30 days. I've got less subscribers than them. And I'm kicking their ass. I've got more than double the views for the last 30 days. So, and I only got 119,000 subscribers. You know what I mean, guys? Just to show you what happens. This number doesn't... the subscribers don't really mean much unless they watch your video. So, I'd say about... yeah, it's the views. Another channel, for example, is Jeff Said, the Mr. Full Natty Bra himself. He's got almost 1 million subscribers, only averaging 1.3 million views per day. That's almost, it's even less than Sandman. Sandman's only got 100,000 subscribers, 100,000, I can't talk anymore. Anyway, so you get the picture. So, there you go, guys. So, if you got any opinions, questions, leave your comments below. Let me know what you think. And, yeah, I might do this a few times a year just to give you guys an indicator. And, oh, by the way, this is socialblade.com. It's a great site just to show you where all the stats are coming from, so you can monitor your favorite YouTube channel there. And that's the way it is. Thanks for watching. Smash the like button, subscribe, and bang the bell. And if you like my videos, support this channel via PayPal, Patreon, or buy crypto.
Drop the bass, Kitty.
Take us out, Kitty.
I got money in the bank. Sorry, what you think? Wow.
Give your meat a good old rub. That's it. Nice and hot. Oh, man, what a spicy meat. Yeah, boy.